You might remember the story. We've had this story for you before. It's worth repeating. And that is, Commander Mike Abrashoff took command of the worst performing ship in all of the Navy's Pacific Fleet. And 12 months later, it was the best ship in the entire Navy, using the same crew. How'd that work? Well, we're about to find out, and you're about to find out later today at the Economic Club of Detroit, 11:30 this morning, at the Westin Book Cadillac, as Commander Mike Abrashoff will take the stage after being introduced by the presiding officer, John Rakolta, Jr., Chairman and CEO of Walbridge. And I should tell you, Commander, I know how much you appreciate good businessmen. The presiding officer, John Rakolta, tomorrow his company, Walbridge, will celebrate its 100th anniversary. And this is a company that's a part of building Detroit, some of the city's most iconic buildings and structures, from Orchestra Hall to the redevelopment of the David Whitney, built by Walbridge. That's a heck of a company, and I know you're all about building companies. With this book, It's Your Ship, Management Techniques from the Best Damn Ship in the Navy. Good morning to you again, Commander.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well. You've taken what you did, which was seemingly impossible, taking the worst and making it the best with the same crew. And now you're helping other people do that in other areas of business. Tell us about it.
Well, and we did it in an area where I didn't get to choose our missions, and I couldn't choose the people I worked with, and I couldn't go back and ask for more money. And what I tried is what has kept Walbridge in business for over 100 years. It's about the people. And what I decided to do was to create a culture where I would be proud to have my own sons or daughters come be a part. Because after all, we were asking parents from across this country to send us their sons and daughters. If I wouldn't want my own working for me, then shame on me. So it was a systematic approach to creating a culture that treated people with respect and dignity, where we listened to the people on the front line, but also we set high expectations for them and said, we're playing to win. We're not playing to come in number two. And it's not about one person, but it's about all 310 of us working together as a team. And what happened, the same crew that was performing near the bottom in 12, 15 months got the trophy for being the best ship in the Pacific Fleet.
And business owners identify with this story of being accountable for the results in an environment where you pointed out you don't make the rules. You wrestled and won with an extreme version of the management challenges business face today.
Well, and what businesses face today is, how do you create that culture whereby every associate takes ownership and accountability for the results, and where you're constantly challenging every process, every procedure, every day to figure out how to do things just a little bit better today than you did yesterday? And that's all we were about. I couldn't radically change the Navy. It's been around 240 years. But we could dedicate ourselves to incremental improvement every day. And after about a year, it was like you stand back and look at, we've radically changed the way we do business.
Well, boy, as you say this, and since we're in the midst of a presidential campaign, I'm hoping that all of the candidates have picked up your book, which was certainly featured on the bestseller list of both the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal. The book, It's Your Ship, Management Techniques from the Best Damn Ship in the Navy. We'd like to get our country to being back to being the best damn country in the world.
Well, there's more that unites us in this country than divides us. And I think what we're hungry for is that leader who can bring us all together and say, we've got something pretty special here. We are the greatest country in the world. Let's figure out how to make it better, and here's the path forward. And I think we're still waiting for that leader to define that vision for us.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. Well put, that's for sure. What are some of the key points that you hope to make later today at the Detroit Economic Club for the lunch?
Well, Detroit is making tremendous improvements. The business community is the most united business community of any major city in this country. There are a lot of great things going on here in Detroit that the rest of the United States is just now learning about. And what I'm going to challenge people is to sit back and look at themselves and ask themselves, how are they showing up to their teams at work, but also in their community and also at home? And are they leading with arrogance, or are they leading with a sense of humility? And what is the best course to keep their businesses in this city strong and improving? And it's about getting people engaged, getting them involved, getting them to take ownership. And I'm going to share the secrets this afternoon about how we did that on the ship and how it can be applied in their business here in Detroit.
Perfect. People are going to enjoy what they have presented to them today at lunchtime at the beautiful Weston Book Cadillac. This is a man who established a system of management techniques he calls the Leadership Roadmap, engaging the hearts, minds, and loyalties of workers with conviction and humility. The very essence of the book, It's Your Ship, Management Techniques from the Best Damn Ship in the Navy, will work for your company, as you'll learn later today. Commander Mike Abrashoff, always a pleasure.
Same here, Paul. Thank you.
We'll look forward to talking again soon. We follow him along the way as we continue here on the Paul W. Smith Show with another tip of the hat to the presiding officer today, John Rakolta, Jr., Chairman and CEO of Walbridge. Tomorrow happens to be Walbridge's 100th anniversary, founded by George B. Walbridge and Albert H. Aldinger in Detroit. The firm gained distinction for constructing early auto assembly plants that fueled the growth of the U.S. auto industry and is now known for its innovation, award-winning safety program, and ability to manage projects internationally. We salute you, John Rakolta, and your team as we continue on WJR.